I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. As the old song goes, we're Alabama bound, with music from across that deep South state, running from the Tennessee border and the edge of the Appalachians, down to the watery flatlands of the Gulf Coast. Alabama is a legendary musical place of sacred harp singing and deep blues, gospel songs and civil rights anthems, honky-tonk country and southern rock. There are famed music people like W.C. Handy and Hank Williams, and a charm spot, Muscle Shoals, where southern soul music took wing in the hands of great studio musicians like Jimmy Johnson.
People come to a session in the 60s during those years, and it was like salt and pepper, you know, working in the studio, mostly salt. And the best thing you could tell us was that we sounded like black players. That was the highest form of compliment you could give us.
Music and musicians from Muscle Shoals coming up. But now let's go back in time with two enduring sources of the traditions, sacred harp singing and the work song, starting with Old Alabama on American Roots.
Old Alabama, Johnny.
Oh.
Sacred Harp Singers, recorded in Fife, Northeast Alabama, by folklorist Alan Lomax, 1959. Sacred Harp, or shape note, comes from the old tradition of teaching the hymns by sounding out the notes in varied shapes. First they line out the hymn, and then they sing the words. That song, a reminder of the limits of science in knowing the universe, the last words of Copernicus. 15 miles up Highway 75 from Fife is Henniger, Alabama, birthplace of Ira and Charlie Louvin. The Louvin brothers grew up with the sounds of Sacred Harp and perfected their harmonies at home, singing church hymns, until finally making it onto the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, where they turned to more secular fare. Here they are on mandolin and guitar with a 1955 remembrance of rural life on American Roots.
Alabama, your beautiful sunlight, your fields of cerise, potatoes and corn. Alabama, your crimson red clover, all mingled around the old place I was born. Alabama, your hills and your valleys, your creeks sing with laughter as onward they flow. Alabama, baby, get over there now. Hello, Sal, I
get ready to leave this earth, I'm gonna look back on my money's worth. I'm on my way, I'm going back to Alabama, I'm going back to Alabama.
When that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama,
Alabama, yes, I'll be right there,
'cause I got my fare. And when I see that rusty-haired conductor man,
I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama.
Stop that train, that brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am.
I will be right there with bells when that old conductor, yeah, all aboard for Alabama.
Well, I told my baby that I wouldn't be back till fall. Well, I told my baby that I wouldn't get back till fall. And if things look good, I wouldn't get back at all. My baby cried, she cried. Well, I just couldn't stand to see my baby cry. I'm going down to the station, catch that train and ride.
When that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama,
I'll be right there,
'cause I got my fare, got it here. And when I see that rusty-haired conductor man,
I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama.
Well, that's where you stop your train, that takes you back again, down home where you'll remain, where your honey lamb am.
I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells,
all aboard,
all aboard,
aboard.
The Jubilaires with four-part harmony and doo-wop style on When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. It's a romantic song about coming home to what some call the heart of Dixie. It was written in 1912 by Irving Berlin. Looks like the Jubilaires, who made their recording just after World War II, also sang that sort of lyric far away from Alabama on the vaudeville stage of the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Before that, the man from Ohio called Cowboy Copas, who became a star of the Grand Ole Opry, and his most famous song, also about returning, but in country style. I'm going back to Alabama, a hit in 1960. We'll change trains now at Tuxedo Junction and follow some gospel and blues roots in Alabama when American Roots returns.